We are starting off the month of June with a real summer feel across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are on the warm side, and our dew points are up as well. I'm seeing a number of dew points this afternoon that are running near or above the 70-degree mark. Again, a reminder that when that dew point temperature hits 70, that's considered oppressive. So once we see those dew points reach into the low 70s, you definitely are feeling that humidity. We're looking at a blend of sunshine and clouds across the region this afternoon. And as a cold front comes through in the coming hours, we do have the opportunity for a few showers, maybe even a couple of thunderstorms. So keep that in your mind if you do have plans coming up through the rest of the day into the evening hours, as you may encounter some rain. And remember that if you hear thunder, if you see lightning, you need to go to a safe place until that storm safely passes. A lightning can strike well ahead of the thunderstorm, even before the rain begins. In terms of the rainfall, because it's so humid, there might actually be a couple of areas of localized flooding if you get caught under one of those downpours. So you know that water can come up rather quickly on the smaller streams, and also the roadways can become rather damp, and we see some big puddles form sometimes along the road. So that is something else to think about here if you're going to be traveling through the late day hours into this evening. The front itself will sink to the south by tomorrow morning. There may still be a few showers, especially from the capital region on south tomorrow. The best chance for rain, though, will be south of Albany. In the Albany area, we're looking for some clouds during the morning with maybe a few showers. It should trend a little bit brighter as we go through the day tomorrow as some drier air comes in from the north. And we'll see the humidity level drop off as well. So dew points will dip during the day tomorrow. And our temperatures will still be quite warm, running mainly in the 70s to near 80 degrees. So our area tomorrow will be split with the brightest weather to the north, the cloudiest and most humid weather to the south. On Sunday, we should be in between systems. It still looks fairly cloudy. We'll call it variably cloudy. I think there's going to be some sun and some clouds on Sunday. Temperatures will be in the low to mid 70s with not a tremendous amount of humidity. And then by Monday, there's the potential for a storm that could bring periods of rain. It looks rather cool as well as we start off next work week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially this evening, areas of fog, low 56 to 64. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and less humid, with highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially this evening, areas of fog, low 56 to 64. Tomorrow, partly sunny, less humid, pleasant, with highs in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially this evening, areas of fog, humid, low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a chance for showers and thunderstorms, warm and humid, a high around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially this evening, areas of fog, muggy, low in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, morning clouds, then some afternoon sun, chance of a passing shower, turning less humid, high 75 to 80. Region-wide on Sunday, variably cloudy, high 70 to 75. Periods of rain are possible Monday, with highs in the 50s and 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.